Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are once again speaking with world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert Daniel Tobach, the CEO of Sitelligence. And Mr. Tobach, thanks for joining us once again here on EPN.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome and looking to be more informed on cybersecurity once again. Now, with all the stories in the news about cybercrime, I've got to know, why does it seem that cybercrime is so big now today?
That's a great question, Eric. I mean, it's really one of the newest innovations for criminal organized crime and state sponsors to perpetrate the crimes and the ability to monetize their actions to actually profit from it. To give you an example, the proceeds of cybercrime globally in 2019 today is around $850 billion with an expectation to break $1 trillion by Q1 of 2020.
That's absolutely mind-blowing. Good grief. Now, what are the cyber criminals actually stealing? Touch on some of that from your experience.
Absolutely. So, you know, the cyber criminals really today have a three-prong approach. Number one is, of course, to monetize their efforts and to be able to extort monies from individuals and businesses. And there's really three types of groups. There's what I call the professional cyber criminals, who are kind of, you know, the two guys and a cat in a basement that, you know, versus, you know, robbing a bank, which has an 86% chance of getting shot. This is kind of their new way of monetizing their talent. Then there's true organized crime, which has realized that, you know, just narcotics and just, you know, sales of illicit drugs and other prohibited items are not as profitable. So let's get a bunch of really smart people and start hacking people from all over the world in different jurisdictions. And number three, state-sponsored, which has become really an epidemic. This is government agencies that are profiting from cybercrime, but also stealing private information, citizen information, and business information to be used at a later date as a type of a warfare tactic.
And of course, we're thankful for your input there. Now, why are companies having so much trouble protecting themselves against cybercrime? Why is that going on?
You know, the cyber criminals over the past 20 years got really smart, and they realized, you know, that everybody have a lock on their door and everybody have a firewall and so on. But today, 62% of all cyber attacks are attacking what I call the human factor. They're attacking people. They're relying on people and clicking malicious links, providing their credentials. So they're bypassing the whole technology and security infrastructure that many companies have put into place. And they're really able to monetize it because the proceeds of cybercrime have skyrocketed over the past 4 years, which is directly correlated to them hacking people versus just infrastructures.
Well, you certainly make some good points in all regards and really appreciate your expertise shared here on this program. Once again, today we're joined by world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert, Mr. Daniel Tobach, the CEO of Sitelligence here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Daniel, what should people and businesses do to protect themselves against cybercrime?
Absolutely. So, you know, I say the bad news, Eric, is that there is an epidemic out there and everybody are targeted, from your next door flower shop all the way to a high level, aerospace manufacturer. Everybody are targeted because the cyber criminals can actually monetize their efforts. But the good news is there is a way to protect yourself. And it's really not about buying more hardware or software or just, you know, heavily millions of dollars of investments. It's really about looking at your security strategy. It's really taking a step and looking, where are the family jewels? What is the information that is important to us? What can't we afford to lose in the event that we are done? Having proper backups that the bad guys cannot get to are, for example, one of the tactics that should be within anybody's cybersecurity strategy. It's really about understanding what are the cyber criminals wanting to get accomplished and blocking them. I always use this analogy. There's three houses. There's a house with a door and a lock. There's a house with a door with a lock and an alarm. And then the third house is a door, an alarm, and a lock, and a very hungry German shepherd. Guess what? Nobody's coming to where the German shepherd is, right? So you don't have to turn your company into a militarized zone and invest endless amount of dollars. It's really about the strategy that you put in place to protect your data.
I certainly can appreciate how you shared that and explained that. That is most helpful. I'm sure the audience thinks the same. Tell us about your organization. What does Cytelligence do in all these regards?
For sure. So Cytelligence today is one of the largest cybersecurity companies in the U.S. and Canada. We are one of the largest independent companies, which means we don't actually sell technology or hardware and software. We're 100% advisory and consulting. We come in and we assist clients of being, you know, proactive prior to a cyber attack. We help companies during a cyber attack with actually finding what has occurred. Where are the bad guys? Are they still in the network? Do they steal any data? And basically how to kick them out. But we also are big believers as part of Cytelligence in educating people on how to be ready for an attack and what to do when you have an issue. So we have our own cyber awareness training program where we actually train users on, you know, being a little bit more cyber smart and changing their behavior, not clicking on links and different information that the bad guys are using to get in.
Daniel, certainly appreciate what you do in the space once again and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. As we conclude today, if someone wanted to speak with you about what we've spoken about here today on the program, how can they find you and get more information?
Absolutely. I hold weekly shows around different media outlets and newspapers and TV and radio. If people want to find me, I'm at Cytelligence.com. And my information is there among the management team. It's very easy to get in touch with me. We're more than happy at any time. We have over 120 consultants in the company. Always very happy to assist people and just talk, you know, no strings attached, like I say.
Again, Mr. Tobak, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. And look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much and having me on.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Daniel Tobak, once again the CEO of Cytelligence, a world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert. And for further details, visit Cytelligence.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.